used to rick wood, but I don't really remember ricking the hay. Well, we would rick or stack or shock Capricorn and maize.
Now, shocking, what's that?
Shocking was where you stacked your head feed up where the head of the feed stood up, and in such a manner that the water would drain off of it and stay dry and more or less preserve it.
Now this was just one large thing?
One large stack of hay, approximately 4 or 5 foot in diameter.
And
that was what we called a shock. Uh-huh. Shock of feed.
How about the Capricorn?
Capricorn seemed like we always had it in.
Uh-huh. How about corn itself?
Corn itself, well, we either ground it or we stored it in corn bins. You probably get to it in a minute, but I'll tell you something else I thought about that and thought it needed.
Go ahead.
We used to grow our vegetables, and we would dig a hole in the ground like we'd cover it, like it was a ground silo, and we would put our turnips in the ground and cover them with leaves and throw dirt on them. We had fresh turnips the whole winter through. And then we'd take onions and potatoes and we in the barn and in the cellar, and we would build lattice racks or racks out of chicken wire and lay our onions and our potatoes on the chicken wire so the air could get underneath them, and we'd have potatoes and onions the winter through.
Mm-hmm. Were these what kind of potatoes were these?
Regular Irish potatoes, though, wasn't it?
Did you raise yellow potatoes too?
No, well, sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Sweet taters. Everybody called them taters. T-A-T-E-R. Taters.
Did your cows have barns, or were they kept in sheds, or?
We had feed sheds. Of course, our only cattle we had were milk cattle. And we
this
milked.
This was a dairy farm?
A dairy farm. And we had about 120 to 130 head of cattle all the time, and we milked from 100 head of cattle twice a day.
By hand?
By hand. And it was three of us milked. We started milking every morning at 2:30. We would get up at 1. Put the feed out and milk the cattle and cool the milk and bottle it and deliver it. Every afternoon at 2:30 we'd start milking and go through the same ritual and get through what it worked. By the time we got through the milk barn and the dairy house cleaning, it would be around 10, 11 o'clock at night.
My goodness, I bet you were glad to see that dairy go, weren't you?
No, I kind of liked it. It was confining. You never got to go any place or do it.
Yeah.
Darn
thing. You always knew where you were going to be.
We were the mothers of about 125, 130 head of cattle. Hmm. And we had to watch those cattle and breed them. We had fresh stock year round.
What did you call that place near the barn where you bring the cows in? And did you have a group of fences set up there so you could bring them?
We had lots, different lots we'd put the cattle in.
What were these lots? Did they have names?
Oh, we never had a lot. We just had one lot where we'd put all of the cattle. Mm-hmm. And the cattle were... You could never get them out of the same rut that they got into. Once